This is Alive with Joseph.
This morning, I just want to speak from the depth of my heart to celebrate all the mothers in our lives. No matter who your mother is, no matter where she is, no matter what your relationship is right now or was, I want you to know that a mother is a very special person. Hallelujah. A mother is a gateway to earth. She's a gateway to earth. To the point that not even God himself could come to earth without the gateway of a woman. That is why we value our moms. That is why we treasure them. Actually, Jesus said in the book of John chapter 19 verse 27, when he was hanging on the cross, he said, then he said to his disciples, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Amen. He says, behold your mother. He drew their attention. Everybody was looking at him. They were looking at whether he was going to save himself or what was he going to do in this situation. What was he going to do? And he shifted their attention from himself. He said to his disciples, behold your mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Meaning, pay attention to her. Love her. Cherish her. Honor her. Hallelujah. Take care of her. Glory to God. And that is the challenge that I want to bring to each and every one of us this morning. Challenge, honor her. Bless her. Be good to your mother. Knowing fully well that there are different types of mothers. You know, there are mothers that are seated here and they're like, I hear you, Pastor, but you know, she's a mother that is hurting. Because right now she's dealing with probably a rude teenager as well. A teenager that is not listening, a teenager or a child that sounds ungrateful. And you know, a child that's dealing with so many troubles. But no matter what it is, I wanted to speak to moms and say, you know what? That child that God has blessed you with, no matter where that child is in her life or in his life, find grace to forgive them. God entrusted you with that child for a purpose. Believe me, whether you feel like it or not, you have the strength to help that child through. Hallelujah. Your prayers are not in vain. God will surely show forth in the life of that child. It might not even in the time that you expect it, but the seeds of prayers that you're speaking over her life, God or his life, God will make sure that, you know, you are rewarded for it. Amen. He will heal the wound of your relationships in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, there are different types of children. We have what we call biological children. When we speak of biological children, those are the children that we've given birth to. And we are grateful for their lives. And we have spiritual children as well. These spiritual children are children that God gives to us by virtue of, you know, us taking responsibility for someone else's life spiritually. People that we minister the gospel to. People that we make sure that we follow up. People that we make sure that spiritually we invest in their lives. And I believe that each and every believer has a responsibility to be ministering to someone spiritually. You did not get saved for yourself only. Amen. You did not get saved for your family only. God expects you to become a spiritual mother or a spiritual father in someone's life. There are also natural children. When we talk about natural children, these are children that, you know, God gives to us through the spouses that we marry. Some of you are married to people that have children that you didn't share, you don't share biologically. But God has brought that child into your life. And you have a responsibility to nurture that child. You have a responsibility to love that child. You have the responsibility to be a blessing to that child. Hallelujah. And I understand that, you know, nurturing someone's child that you did not give birth to is not always easy. And no matter how difficult it is, I want you to know that there is grace. That God's grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. And I want to trust that God will grant you the wisdom to make sure that you take care of that child. Because our reward is not with man. Our reward is with God. Hallelujah. Say, my reward is with God. Say, my reward is with God. You want to stand before God at the end of your life and know and hear him say, well done, you good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we think servanthood is in church. Some servanthood includes what we do in the lives that God has entrusted us with. And we also have adopted children. Adopted children are children that you have made a commitment to take care of that child. Whether it's somebody that might be related to you, And some of the people that you adopt are not related to you in any way. But you make up your mind that I will financially be responsible for that child, and I will also be emotionally be responsible for this child. Glory to God. And I believe that God is challenging us to be those people that extend his love, committed to someone beyond you. Hallelujah. That is the essence of life. The essence of life is that we don't live only for ourselves, but we live for someone else as well. There are people who can't see themselves sparing a moment for another child who has nobody to look after them. But God is saying, I'm looking at you. I'm trusting you to do that part. Hallelujah. Spare a cent for a child who you didn't give birth to. Spare a cent to a child who might not have something to come back to you and say thank you. Hallelujah. Be it, you know, a child in an orphanage, be it a child that you know about, you know the child is struggling, take someone to school. Take someone to school. That is motherhood. Hallelujah. Go an extra mile to make sure that a child is clothed, that a child has a meal, you know. That is mothering. And then we have destiny children. Destiny children are people that God connects you with. They might not lack anything, you know, in the natural, but God knows that there is something in you that will help to nurture that person for them to fulfill destiny. Hallelujah. And I believe that all of us have destiny children. We might not know who our destiny children are. That is why we are not playing the role that we're supposed to play in their lives. But there is somebody that God wants you to mentor, that God wants you to take responsibility for them, for their breakthrough. Hallelujah. My father was a lecturer at Tibumbeni College, Ankonko. And, you know, everywhere I go, I will meet somebody who will say, you know, your father was not just my lecturer, but he was my mentor. You know, he would make sure that he pays for the school fees. We were struggling at home. My memory of us growing up, especially when he was a lecturer, because he had just bought a house and it was tough. He's raising 5 children. It was just so tough financially. But I still meet people who say, you know what, I went to school because your father paid for me. I went to school because your father spoke for me when I was about to be expelled. I went to school because when I didn't see anything great in my life, your father insisted that there is something in me that can become something. Hallelujah. Those are our destiny children. Those are people that we will meet in heaven, hopefully one day, and they will say, thank you. Thank you for the investment you made in my life. Hallelujah. There should be someone somewhere who is thanking God for your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, there will be someone somewhere that is thanking God for my life. Hallelujah. I just want to look at different types of mothers in scriptures, you know, that we all can identify, or you can identify with one. If you look at the book of Mark chapter 9 from verse 22, the NIV translation, you see an overwhelmed mother. And I know that there are many mothers that are overwhelmed. We are living in a different age now. When our mothers were raising us, there was no technology, there was no outside influence. You knew that what you were putting inside your child, you're the only one that is putting it. But we live in a day now that, you know what, our children are getting influences from different things, from media, from friends, and from things that we ourselves never encountered. You know, challenges that we ourselves never heard. And it becomes a challenge. We get so overwhelmed. Our children are dealing with things of identity crisis. Our children are fighting with, you know, the pressure of social media. It's just a crazy world. And you are doing your best to not help that child. And you might be sitting here today and you are overwhelmed. The Bible says there, it says, it has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you take time and read that scripture, this is a mother who had a child that was possessed by a spirit. And you know, in spite of all that they did, they tried to do, they were not winning. Because this child was dealing with a force that was bigger than the child. Hallelujah. And if you read the scripture before, the Bible says they took the child to Jesus. Hallelujah. They took the child to the maker. Hallelujah. When a car is not working, we take it back to the makers of the car, because they know exactly what to correct. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you might even be listening and you're feeling that, yo, pastor, I've been praying. I've come to encourage you. Don't give up. Don't give up. And don't ever feel that your prayers are in vain. Hallelujah. He knows how to correct that child. Hallelujah. Actually, here is a scripture you can hold on to. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 25. It says, but thus says the Lord, even the captives of the captive shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with thee, and I will save your children. Hallelujah. He will save your children in the name of Jesus. He will save your children in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is that that child is battling with, the Lord is saying he will save that child. Hold on to that promise. Hold on to it, because the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Proverbs chapter 11 verse 21, it says, Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be punished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to lay hands on your womb and declare, you are my seed. I and the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I carried you for 9 months. It was not in vain. God allowed me. He gave me the privilege to carry you. And because I carried you, you shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is. I don't care the modern name that it carries. You shall surely be delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare over your child, they shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. They shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. And I speak over that overwhelmed mom. I speak the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding in the name of Jesus. I declare, find assurance in the truth and the power of his scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the blessings that scriptures gives to us is the blessing of rest. Hallelujah. It gives us the blessing of assurance. Oh, blessed assurance. Hallelujah. You can have assurance and confidence that faithful is he who has promised. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Another woman that we find in scripture, we find her in the book of 1 Kings chapter 1 from verse 13 to 18, the NIV translation. It's Bathsheba. This is a woman that, you know, has gone through a loss of her husband. And before she, just when she was dealing with the loss of her husband, she's now dealing with the loss of her child. She's in so much pain. And we see God not giving up on her. Hallelujah. God still comforted her, and God blessed her with another child. God blessed her with a child called Solomon. And God turned a story of sorrow into a story of testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might be listening to me as a mom, and you're feeling that, you know, Pastor, I've been through the most. I've been through the most. I am raising a child, maybe because my husband left, or maybe my husband died, or you know what, we are going through a separation as I'm seated here, and it's just too painful. I'm not even sure how to manage these emotions. And I've come to let you know that God sees and God comforts. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. He's not done with you yet. You might be sitting listening to me and you can't see the end of the tunnel. But I've come to let you know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Hallelujah. The Lord is your light. He is your light. Hallelujah. He is your hope of glory. Your future is guaranteed. He is your comforter. He's not done with you yet. Hallelujah. Listen, your partner might have died, or your partner might have walked away. No matter what the story there is, his grace is sufficient for you. And his grace will sustain you. His grace will carry you. Hallelujah. There's still a new chapter for you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And this woman, God comforts her with a child called Solomon. But you know, when it was time and a promise and a prophetic word goes out that Solomon will be an heir of his father's throne. But a time comes where the throne of her son is battled for. Let's catch on scriptures and hear what the Bible says. When the woman discovered that somebody is trying to steal her son's throne, in verse 15, the Bible says, and Bathsheba went into the chamber to the king. Now the king was very old. And whatever, I'm not going to bite my tongue. was serving the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did homage to the king. Then the king said, "What is your wish?" Then she said, "My lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your maidservant, saying, 'Assuredly, Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne.' So now look, Adonijah has become king, and now, my lord the king, you do not know it." Hallelujah. It's a whole lot of story. But I love that, you know, she was courageous and bold enough to approach the king for what rightfully belonged to her children. Hallelujah. It is important to know what the Lord has said concerning your children. Hallelujah. So that when you don't see it in their lives, you can boldly go to the king, the father, and say, "This is what you said concerning my children." Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We see a courageous mom who is willing to fight for what belongs to her children. Hallelujah. She fought for her son's throne. May you be that mother that will fight for your children's throne in the name of Jesus. Listen, you didn't just carry children, you carried destinies. Hallelujah. And by the power of prayer and by the power of teaching and guidance, you will lead those children to their throne in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. She was a wise mother. Actually, she is the woman that spoke in Proverbs 31. She's the woman that speaks to her son and she says, "You are a king, my son." She knew how to speak her son into kingship. She knew how to speak her son into his identity. She knew how to speak him into God's will for his life. Hallelujah. Not only did she speak that, but she counseled him. She said, "You're a king, my son. Just because you're a child, it does not mean you're not a king yet." Hallelujah. "Your age does not change what God has said about you." Hallelujah. And she said, "Therefore, there is a way you must carry yourself." She said, "A king does not drink alcohol." She said, "A king, you know, does not play around with women. Do things in your youth that when it is time for you to sit on your throne, those things will not disqualify you." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, the reason why sometimes our children don't hear us is because we fail to paint the picture we see of them. All we'll tell them is, "Don't do this and don't do it." They don't understand why they are not doing it. They should not do it. That is why she kept emphasizing, "You are a king, my son. You're a king, my son." Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know your child is displaying foolishness, but that is childhood. Hallelujah. When he displays or she displays this foolishness, don't only point to the foolishness. Remind them, "You are a king, my child." Hallelujah. "And I will treat you, I will speak to you based on what God is showing me concerning you." Another mother that we see in scriptures is Sarah, who is a mother in waiting. Hallelujah. This is the woman that has held on to the promises of God. She's trusting God to conceive, but nothing is coming forth. Years and years are going by, and nothing looks like it's coming forth. But she held on to the promises of God. Hallelujah. Because she knew that even though she was not pregnant at the moment, it was ordained that she will carry her own baby. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11. It says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and she delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." Hallelujah. Glory to God. You must be a mother that judges God faithful. Hallelujah. You might be listening to me, you might have never carried, you know, a child in your womb, but judge God faithful. Know that he is faithful who has promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has spoken over your life what you need to conceive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, "In her old age, she received strength to conceive seed." I speak to such a mother under my voice today. I declare, receive strength to conceive in the name of Jesus. Receive strength to conceive in the name of Jesus. Not only did she conceive, but she delivered a child. Hallelujah. Because I've met moms who will conceive but not deliver because there is a miscarriage. Hallelujah. Oh, today we come with a superior word. And it is the word of God himself. You will not only conceive, you will carry full term in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that has been eating your children, today I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. I declare judgment over it in the name of Jesus. I open up a new chapter for you in the name of Jesus. I declare you will carry full term and you will deliver well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then in the book, we see another mom that, you know, goes through seasons of hardship. We see a mother like Hagar who goes through something that she did not plan for. Hagar finds herself in a situation that other people put her there. And because of other people's decisions, she's going through a hardship that she never bargained for. She was a willing servant in someone's house, doing what she was supposed to do, faithfully, so obedient to the point that she obeyed to sleep with a man that was not hers. And out of her obedience, she's thrown out and brought into a place of hardship. She's dealing with hardship with her children. The same way that you might be a mom that is listening to me, a mother that is going through hardship with your child, the Lord has not forgotten you. Hagar specifically had, you know, financial hardship. The Bible says when Abraham threw her out of the house, he only gave her a bottle of water. How do you give a woman that is carrying a child only a bottle of water? A bottle of water is not enough for her. What much more for a child? You are in that situation in your life where maybe even the support that you are getting, it looks like it's not enough. It cannot take care of the child. But the Bible says, when she cried out to the Lord, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 16, when she cried out to the Lord said, I've heard your cry. Hallelujah. And as you read down, the Bible says, the Lord opened her eyes and she saw a well. Hallelujah. God moved her from a bottle to give her a well. See, God gave her enough supply to take care of her and take care of her child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It feels like you're carrying a bottle. It feels like, I don't even know how I'll pay for the school fees. I don't even know how I'll take care of this child. But I've come to declare that the Lord is seeing you. And the Lord is opening up for you a well in the name of Jesus. You will take care of that child well in the name of Jesus. Not just the child, but children. You will take care of them well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we see another mom in scriptures by the name of Hannah. Hannah is a mom that, you know what? She is tormented. She's ridiculed. She goes through a lot of pain. But this mom, her pain drove her to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what your issue is, but may it draw you to God in the name of Jesus. May you be that mother that knows how to bow at the feet of your master. Hallelujah. May you be the mother that knows how to travail before God until what you're trusting God for comes to pass. Hallelujah. This was a woman that was genuinely loved by her husband. Actually, that's what scriptures say. As much as she was loved by her husband, you know, there was still an area that was bringing pain to her life. Hallelujah. The Bible says her husband actually used to give her offering in church. But she realized that there are things that your husband cannot do for you. No matter how much he loves you, there are places that your husband cannot go for you. No matter how loving he is. That is why she had to leave where everyone was. And she went and she bowed before God. And she began to travail before her maker. And said, give me what my husband cannot give me. Do for me what my husband cannot do for me. One of the dangers of a loving husband, I have one. One of the dangers of a loving husband is that they do everything for you. And if you are not careful, you might leave them to do the things that you're supposed to do for yourself. You might leave, there are women that abandon their spiritual responsibilities to their husband. You know, abandoning things that only you can go there. Only you can do that. You will not miss your place in God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This was a woman who knew how to make covenant with God. This is a woman who knew how to make vows with God. Not only did she make vows, she honored her vows. Hallelujah. She said to God, if you give me a child, I'll bring the child back to you. And the Bible says when she delivered, she took a few months to prepare the child to be a priest for God. Hallelujah. She knew how to prepare priests for God. That when he got to the house of Eli, he was even standing out more than the children of the priest. Because a mother did the job that she was supposed to do. May we be mothers that do the job that we are supposed to do. Motherhood is beyond giving birth. Motherhood is us having the responsibility to prepare our children for their generation. We're living in the day, I posted on my status today that, you know what, just because the water is calm does not mean that there is no crocodile. We are living in the day that our children are dealing with crocodiles. Just because it looks like everything is okay doesn't mean that everything is okay. You prepare them to know what to do with the crocodiles of their age, with the crocodiles of their generation. Hallelujah. That whether you are there or not there, they know what to do. And she was a worshiper. Glory to God. Another mother that we see is the mother who stayed faithful even in grief. Naomi was that mother. Naomi is a mother that had lost, you know, a husband. She had lost children. She was in a foreign land. But she knew where to get back to. She knew that my husband brought us out of the will of God by poor decisions. But I know the way back to the will of God. Hallelujah. And she went back to the will of God. Hallelujah. She stayed faithful to the God of Israel even when she was in a foreign land. Your situation might have put you in a foreign land, but you know how to go back. Glory be to Jesus. I want to believe that her loyalty to Ruth and Orpah as well was because she owed it to her children. She owed it to her children. Even though she gave them a choice whether to follow her or stay, she knew that she needed to play her part in their lives. You will find your way back to the will of God for your life in the name of Jesus. This is a woman who knew how to overcome regrets. A mother who knew how to overcome regrets and bitterness. Things have happened in your life that have left you bitter as a woman. You know, I believe that, you know, one of the things that kills us as women, because we are wired to be emotional. The enemy knows exactly which doors to open, where to touch in our lives. Walking around with bitterness, walking around with hatred, walking around with regrets. But this woman said, you know what? I refuse to let bitterness keep me down. As much as she acknowledged that I am bitter, the Bible said, she said, don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara. Because she was bitter. She was genuine. She was accepting the fact that I've been through some things in my life. Hallelujah. But she did not dwell there. You will not dwell in your bitterness in the name of Jesus. You will not dwell in what went wrong in your life in the name of Jesus. You will not dwell in regrets in the name of Jesus. And you know what? She packaged herself. And you know, she re-engineered herself. She went, when she got back to Bethlehem, the Bible says she became a mentor. She tapped into what she knew she had. And she took Ruth and began to mentor her. The Bible says, you older women, teach the younger women what to do. Hallelujah. She took the word of God and she changed her role. She could have gone back and become a liability. But she said, no, not me. I know too much. I'm an asset. God has invested too much in me. And this girl looks like she needs direction. This is a girl in destiny, but she needs to be packaged. She taught her everything. She taught her how to even bath. She taught her how to put perfume on. She taught her how to kneel before a man. She taught her how to speak to a man. She taught her, when you get to where Boaz is, don't just speak immediately. She taught her, when you get there, lie at his feet for a while until he notices you. And when he gets up, this is what you must say to him. Hallelujah. She took the knowledge that she had over the years and invested into the next generation. You will be a mother that knows how to invest in the life of the next generation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She taught her even how to dress. Can I speak to that for a bit? Can we be mothers that teach our children even how to dress? She teach them what to do and not to do. Hallelujah. When I see a child looking irresponsible, my mother used to tell me, when the house is not clean, we look at the mother. When the children are not behaving, we look at the mother. When the children are poorly dressed, you know, we have a generation of permissive mothers. Because we are raising children who knows how to speak back. They have spoken us back to the point that we don't say the things we know we are supposed to do. Hallelujah. And God will hold us responsible because we are responsible for preserving the next generation. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to tell them, no, don't do that. You know, my daughter told me something some years ago. And she said, Mom, you know, as much as our generation looks like we are out of order, we are looking for someone to tell us the truth. We are looking for someone to tell us the truth. Hallelujah. Tell them the truth. They might not like the truth, but tell them the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we are packaging them for destiny. She taught her how to cook. She taught her how to take care of a man that was going to be in her life. May we be teaching mothers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have a woman that is like Leah. The mother who had children, but her pain was not concerning her children. Her pain was in marriage. She had 7 children actually. But her husband could not love her the way that she wanted to be loved. Hallelujah. Even though she had joy and peace with her children, there was pain in the area of marriage. And you might be that mom that is listening to me now. I want you to know that God sees you. God loves you. The Bible says she spent all her years trying to win her husband's attention until a time came where she shifted her attention. Listen, when you shift your attention to God, you become attractive. Because when you shift your attention to God, he covers your areas of weakness. His glory comes upon you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that no matter what that issue is concerning your marriage, that even though you feel fulfilled concerning the area of children, there is a pain concerning the area of marriage. I declare that God, marriage is God's idea. And I therefore declare healing over that area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I close, let me just run quickly and look at mothers that failed. We'll have mothers like Leah, like Lot's wife, that failed because she looked back. Her heart was so much in Sodom that she could not go forward. You will not be a mother whose heart is in Sodom. Hallelujah. Your heart will be in God so that you can carry you and your family forward in the name of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. You look at women like Jezebel who failed her generation. The Bible says that Jezebel had a testimony of killing the prophets of God. And her daughter, Ataliah? Different English, my sister. Ataliah, Ataliah, Kong. But her daughter did the same thing that the mother did. Because our children don't do what we tell them. They do what they see us do. Hallelujah. If you get into the business of criticizing and killing servants of God, your children will do the same. If you get into the place of only seeing faults in the house of God, that's what your children will do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, it is not everything that will happen in the house of God that you will agree with. Do you hear what I'm saying? I will do something. I might have even said something in my preaching today that you don't agree with. Don't go home and begin to say, yeah, I carry a now. That is why she's speaking to us like this. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are making your children not to have confidence in the house of their deliverance. There is help in Zion. Don't be fooled. There is help in Zion. Don't be fooled. I will make mistakes because I am human. But my mistakes does not mean that God is not in his house. Don't move your children by your own words, by offense, by actions out of the place of help. Because they will do the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This woman, Jezebel, took time and she boasted in the fact that she killed prophets, the prophets of God. It will not be you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe in his servants and you will prosper. When you assassinate the servants of God, you deny your children prosperity. You deny them prosperity. And finally, the worst example I see is the woman called Herodias. Hallelujah. You find her in the book of Mark chapter 6 from verse 17 to 28. The Bible says, you know, when her husband threw a party, he asked her, what do you want? He asked the daughter, said to the daughter, I want to bless you. What do you want? The mother said to her child, ask for the head of John the Baptist. This was a child who stood an opportunity to ask for anything that would have made her great and different in her generation. The mother said, ask for a head of John the Baptist. What will you do with the head of John the Baptist? In a few days, won't it rot? Even if you hate him so much, you're asking for the head of John the Baptist. For what? How will that benefit you? How will that benefit? Do you know why she asked for it? Because John the Baptist rebuked her. She was offended and angry with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My question to you today is, what are you asking your children to ask? Because without you thinking about it, the things that you do, you are telling them what to ask for and what not to ask for in life. Hallelujah. When you take big strides, you are asking your children to take big strides. When you walk in faith, you are asking your children to walk in faith. When you walk in honor, you are asking your children to walk in honor. When you are diligent, you are asking your children to walk in diligence. When you reverence the Lord, without you telling them, you are asking your children to reverence the Lord. You ask your children to honor the men in their lives. My children are here, they will tell you, there is a way you don't speak to my husband. It's not permitted. I will slap your mouth. I do. I know I do. No matter how old you are. Just say, hey, let me not hear. Hallelujah. Because I want to know. I grew up in a family where my mother honored my father. You teach them that a man is a king. I don't care what the world says. He's my king. He's the king of this household. And as long as you are under this roof, you will honor him. He can't be speaking and you're speaking. It doesn't work like that. That is why when he's speaking, I don't answer back. Believe me, not because I can't. Because I know they are watching. When we get to the room, we'll talk some matters. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Glory to God. I will bless this morning. Have we learned something this morning? Let's stand on our feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.